You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
National leader Judith Collins has backed calls on a referendum calling New Zealand Aotearoa. This comes after National MP Stuart Smith posted a column on Tuesday saying that while he doesn't have a personal view on the use of the word Aotearoa, New Zealanders should be consulted on the use of it by government. This morning I spoke with Professor Pare Keha. He is the Pro Vice-Chancellor for Māori Advancement, Dean of the Faculty of Māori and Indigenous Development, and Dean of the Faculty of Culture and Society at the Auckland University of Technology. We spoke about the significance of calling New Zealand Aotearoa and his hope for the future of the word Aotearoa as a national and cultural identifier. I began by asking him what his reaction was to National's referendum call.
Very much like many, I thought the call was somewhat absurd.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit, in what regard?
Well, there was a wonderful headline in the papers over the last fortnight, which, amongst other things, was written by a New Zealander who argued that he was born in New Zealand and now lives in Aotearoa. The Aotearoa in which we live in today is not the New Zealand into which I was born, when, amongst other things, I can recall stories by my grandparents being thrashed at school for speaking Te Reo. We can remember the stories of Dame Native Lavish being criticised for welcoming callers and using the very simple greeting, kia ora. We can remember Hinawehi Mohi being publicly vilified for singing the New Zealand national anthem in Te Reo Māori. And yet, in my lifetime, I recently attended the Toi Tū Toi Ora exhibition, at which there were a number of docents speaking Te Reo to young New Zealanders as though it was normal. And so, as with all democracies, over time, we gather, we acquire a new confidence in our identity. But what I find somewhat perplexing is why we would want to hold on to a name which, amongst other things, was given to us by a Dutchman many, many centuries ago, where we're named after a very obscure province in the Netherlands. And so there does have to be some soul-searching. But, of course, this is consistent with the nature of politics. The nature of politics ought to be to cohere, to bring together, to support and develop our identity. In many instances, in my instance, we are son of the soils of Aotearoa. I'm not a son of the soils of Zealand. I'm not a son of the soils of England. And I'm not a son of the soils of the Netherlands. And many New Zealanders, irrespective of their ethnicity, are increasingly holding a similar view. So whether it be the politics of a previous national party, led by the likes of Don Brash, or indeed the current politics of the National Party, there are many instances in which we should all be concerned about politicians who wish to divide, politicians who wish to use their power and their privilege to speak about things that frankly do not matter.
And from the responses I've seen to this comment that Stuart Smith made, it sort of feels as though people think the National Party is attacking all things Māori and the reconciliation and recognition of Te Tiriti. Do you think that that's the case?
It's somewhat problematic that they have not thought through the consequences of their actions. An intelligent, if not more respectful person, would give consideration to the effect of what they might say on others, and whether it's the effect on young Māori or indeed the effects on young New Zealanders who have brought up to regularly form the haka, to regularly sing the New Zealand National Anthem in Te Reo, that those things which they consider to be normal, rather problematically, is not considered to be normal or indeed as right to be respected by certain members of the National Party.
And can we just take it back and speak about the significance of the word Aotearoa, what it means and where it comes from and the significance that it holds?
Well, I think there's a lot of debate about where it might have come from. That debate, of course, isn't helpful. What really matters is that many of us have embraced a word, a name, which better resents our identity as sons and daughters of the soils of Aotearoa, and that is part of the natural maturation of a democratic and nation state. So its origins of itself aren't important. What matters is that we're exploring for ourselves a new identity born out of debate, born out of our challenges to better acquire an identity which is much more confident and much more optimistic. Our history only matters to us if it provides us confidence about our present and consequently optimism about our future. And am I optimistic? Absolutely. Do I really care, personally, about whether or not we are called New Zealand or Aotearoa? No, I don't. What I care about is that we're capable of engaging in respectful debate and dialogue so that over time a democratic process will allow the majority of those of us born in this country to have acquired an identity which is much more uniquely ours.
Is the fact that all the other parties in Parliament criticise National Suggestion, is that encouraging to you?
Well, I think one of the things which you all must be aware of is the difference between criticism and critique. It is far too easy to throw stones. It is far too easy to make ad hominem attacks rather than clearly looking at what the issue is. And without our ability to analyse, to critique and debate respectfully, then we become no better than stone throwers.
What is your hope for the continuation of this? I mean, it's been brought into the limelight now and it's circulating through the media and we're having these discussions. Where do you hope that future discussion will go?
My hopes in many respects have been realised much more quickly than I could ever have imagined. For example, I could never have imagined that the Auckland City Art Gallery would have employed 6 docents to speak te reo to significant groups of young New Zealanders as if it was normal. Many of us could never have hoped that the singing of the national anthem in te reo Māori could have taken place in our lifetime. I have the great privilege of being Dean of the Faculty of Māori and Indigenous Development here at the Auckland University of Technology, and it is regular for me to hear our students speaking naturally in te reo Māori. The most frequently searched term on the AET website is te reo. Majority of my te reo students are not Māori. A significant number of the New Zealand media, both on the radio and on the television, have been through my faculty here at the Auckland University of Technology. And therefore, I'm proud to be dean of a faculty or a community of scholars who have regularly, assiduously and dutifully taught our first language to large numbers of New Zealanders who, amongst other things, now have a stronger sense of what it is to live in Aotearoa, albeit the fact that we currently live in New Zealand. And so I'm reasonably confident that over time it is most likely that we will change our flag. It is most likely that we will change our name. But they will be products, I would like to think, of respectful, informed debate and discussion where all views should be respectfully considered, weighed up and assessed, because amongst other things we're currently discussing in New Zealand the merits or otherwise of the freedom of speech, and at extremes we refer to as hate speech. All of these discussions are important to ensure that young New Zealanders of your generation, if not younger, live in a country which is better educated, safer and healthier.
That was Professor Parekeha from Auckland University of Technology speaking with me about National's call for a referendum on calling New Zealand Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.